What kind of decisions do you make? What can God count on you when making a decision? Is it going to be a good decision? Is it going to be a bad decision? How do you rate yourself? How do you scale yourself on your decision-making abilities? If I were to ask you, you would probably say, I do pretty well. I make great decisions. Well, I'm sure that if we asked Pilate, he would have said the same thing. He'd have said, I make good decisions. And of course, he did it. We make decisions all of our lives. Every day is filled with decisions. We drive our lives with decisions. The thing that I want us to see today is we make decisions from the time that we get up until the time we go to bed. From the time we get up, we're making a decision as to what we will eat for breakfast, as to what we'll do today. We're constantly making decisions. Some of those decisions are very, very simple decisions. Some of those decisions are seemingly simple, but what they're really doing is they're causing us life-threatening situations. We have problems a lot of times making decisions. Is this bothering you too much, or do I need to wait for it to calm down? We make decisions all day long in life-threatening situations as to what we're going to do. For example, if a life-threatening decision would be if you're under the influence of alcohol or if you're under the influence of drugs and you're driving an automobile, that's a life-threatening situation. You don't want to do that. How many of you know people that have destroyed their lives or ruined their lives or maybe even died because they made a bad decision? Do you know somebody like that? Yeah. How many of us might have done something? How many would agree with me that somewhere along the way in your lifetime, you made a dumb decision? I think that's all of us. That's close if it's not. If you didn't raise your hand, bless you. I hope that's not the norm, though. I hope that's not the normal situation. But do you know what? There do seem to be people who seem to make that a goal every day. It seems like every day they want to make a bad decision. They attempt to. They try to make a bad decision somewhere during the day. Also, when you think about it as well, there are other people that seem to continually make great decisions. They are always on top. It seems like every decision that they make is the best decision and the right decision. Well, what is it that causes the difference? Why is it that some people make these fantastic, great decisions, they make them right all the time, and then there's these other people that make these horrible decisions, and they make them wrong all the time? What is it that the person who makes the great decisions all the time, what do they know versus what the person who makes the bad decisions? What is the difference? What does this guy got or woman got that these people don't have? Well, you see, decision-making is a challenge, and it just doesn't happen easily. If you make great decisions, it's because you're skilled at it. And we learn how to make great decisions. And that's what I really want to talk about today, is how to do the process of making great decisions. Did you hear the story about the woman who was caught in a blizzard or a snowstorm close to Denver? She was driving along and this blizzard came on her and she couldn't see and she got disoriented and felt like she was lost. Well, finally she saw some lights in front of her, so she pulls up to the place where she sees these little lights and she pulls up behind them. It's bothering me now. She pulls up to these lights and she sees it and she starts following them and she finds out that it's a snowplow. And this snowplow is blowing snow out of the road and out of her way. And so she just makes the decision, I'm going to follow this snowplow. So she's following this snowplow. And about an hour later, the snowplow stops. The driver gets out and he goes back to the woman and he knocks on her window. And she lets it down just a little bit. He says, lady, where are you going? And she looks back up the window and she says, I'm going to Denver. And he looks back at her and says, ma'am, you'll never get there following me. I'm plowing a parking lot. I was thinking about that. That's kind of how life is. We set our destination. We make a decision to try to get there. And it seems like sometimes we're just making circles in a parking lot. We want to get to be a great parent. That's our decision. That's our destination. Or we want to get to be a great business owner. Or we want to get to be a great student. Or we want to get to be a great employee. And we do something really foolish. We make a decision that's really foolish. And we just end up in a parking lot doing circles. So what I really want to talk today about is this aspect of decision making. How can we learn some aspects about how to make great decisions? So what we're going to do is we're going to take this story from Luke chapter 23. And we're going to look at the decision-making process that Pontius Pilate went through. And we're going to draw some very valuable principles from that to apply to our own lives. Okay? So if you want to follow me on this deal, then on the back of your gateway, there are some notes. So let's go ahead and fill in that first one. That first place I'd like for you to fill in is number one. Do not avoid or pass off decision-making. What people always want to do is they want to avoid making a decision. That's what Pilate wanted to do. Or they want to pass it off and let somebody else make it. Let me read you this verse. It's in Luke chapter 23 and verse 4. It says this, "Then Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd, 'I find no basis.'" There's no need for me to make a decision here. "I find no basis for a charge against this man." Pilate first tried to pass it off. And people who try to avoid or not make a decision, they end up procrastinating. They don't make a decision at all. And so that's their goal because they're afraid they're going to make someone upset or they're going to make a wrong decision and get blamed for a wrong decision. And so they just kind of not make one at all. Well, let me tell you this. You're not making a decision is really making one. You're not making a decision is saying, "I'm going to leave things as they are. I'm going to let it go as it's going to go." Well, you see, that's the wrong thing to do. Because what we do in life is we drive our lives with decisions. We turn right, we turn left, we go straight, we make a little adjustment in the way we're going by a decision. And by your not making a decision and just allowing it to happen, you'll never get to where you want to go. If your destiny is to be great, then you'll never be great. You're just going to be mediocre, and we talked about that last time. And then what Pilate did is he tried to just pass it off. Let me read you this in Luke chapter 23 and verse 7. It says this, "When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to," or he passed him off to, "Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at the time." So now Pilate wants to pass off the decision. People do this all the time as well. They don't want to make a decision, so they'll pass it off to somebody else to make the decision. And it's true. Herod was the governor of Galilee. He was, and that was his jurisdiction, but they weren't in Galilee. Where were they? They were in Jerusalem. Whose jurisdiction was Jerusalem? Pilate's. And what Pilate was trying to do was pass this thing off. Well, it doesn't work that way. You see, it's always going, if you try to pass it off and if you try to do those things, then it's always just going to come back and get you anyway. It was his jurisdiction. I believe in proper protocol. I believe that we all should let people make the decisions that they should make. But I believe that when it's our call, then we've got to step up to the plate and we've got to make the decision. How do you do with this? How do you do concerning just stepping up and making a decision? Do you make one, or do you try to avoid it, or do you pass it off? See, parents are notorious about this. Moms, let me ask you a question. Moms, how many times have you said, "Go ask your dad"? Dads, how many times have you said, "Go ask your mother"? And you pass it off. You don't want to upset the kid. Well, let me tell you something. Bless your heart if you don't want to upset your kid. You know what? You're never going to have a great kid, and you'll never be a great parent if you're worried about upsetting your child. But here's my real point. If that's the way you handle your home, if that's the way you handle your children, that's probably the way you handle life. And every time you're faced with a decision or you're faced with a problem, you attempt to pass it off. Let somebody else make the decision. Let somebody else do it. Let somebody else, because you're afraid you're going to upset somebody. This was years ago. The church hadn't been here all that long. And I remember the very time, the day, and where I was when I was faced with this. I had a decision that I had to make, and there was no way I could make this decision without upsetting a lot of very, very good people. And I knew it. And so I avoided it. I put it off. I tried to pass it off. I didn't want to make it. I just let it ride and ride and ride, and it was affecting the whole church. It was affecting the entire ministry from top to bottom, attendance. Everything about it was being affected by my not making this decision. And so one Sunday after church, we were leaving, and we were at the bypass, at the light, going towards on 136, heading to the house, and we were sitting right there. And Judy looks at me, and she said this. She says, "You know what? If I was looking for a church in this town, I wouldn't come to this one." And I said, what? And what the reason she said that was because I wouldn't make this call. I would not make this decision. I wouldn't deal with this situation and this problem I was having. Well, that pushed me over the edge, and I had to make the decision, and I did. And immediately, things got better. Now, did I upset some people? Oh, yeah. I'm very good at that. I can upset people, and I do it really, really well. But LifeGate Church is an outstanding church. LifeGate Church is a great church because I do step up, and I do make the decisions and the calls that I have to make. And you're never going to have anything great. You're never going to have anything outstanding if you won't step up and make the call and make the decision. If you just continuously try to pass it off or continually try to avoid it, you'll never get to where you're going and you'll never have an outstanding life. You'll never do anything great. Now, you got to do what you need to do. You got to ask the questions and get the information. You got to calm down. A lot of people try to make decisions when they're all mad and angry and frustrated. Don't. You can't do that. You'll never make a good, clear decision if you're angry and upset and frustrated. Calm down. Get the information. Get some input into it. And then make the call. But make the decision. Don't keep avoiding it and try to pass it off. That's number one. What's number one? Don't avoid it and don't pass it off. Here's number two. Refusing to make a decision will come back to haunt you. Would you say that back to me? Haunt you? Haunt you. It will. See, here's what they did. Is Pilate sent Jesus to Herod. Well, what did Herod do? He sent him back. And what's going to happen is this is failing to make a decision, not doing it when you know you need to do it, and it's your call, and it's your jurisdiction, it'll come back on you like a boomerang. It'll hit you in the back of the head. That's what happens every time you avoid making the call or you pass the call off. Herod questioned Jesus and sent him back to Pilate. Let's use the analogy again of raising children. Okay, mom, dad, you pass it off. You don't make the call. You avoid making it. Or you decide not to discipline that child. Or you don't decide to not allow this child. Or you let this child go off with this person that you know they shouldn't go off with. Or date this person that they shouldn't date. You watch and see if that thing doesn't come back like a boomerang and haunt you for the rest of your life. It's not only going to mess your life up, it's got a great chance of messing his or her life up. See, when we won't make the call that we need to make, it'll come back and get us every time, just like a boomerang. There are consequences to making decisions. But I would rather suffer the consequences than be haunted by the horror that it can be happening if I don't make the decision. Do you agree with that? So that's what you got to do. There is a very insightful thought here that I wanted to share with you as I saw this. It's in Luke chapter 23 and verse 12. It says this. That day, Herod and Pilate became friends. What did they become? Friends that day. Before, they had been enemies. Now, isn't it interesting that people who pass off and avoid making decisions make friends with people who pass off and avoid making friends? Pass off and avoid making decisions. Did I say that? Did you understand what I meant? Okay. Whether I said it right, just so you get what I mean. So that, you know, people that have a bad deal with making decisions, that can't make great decisions, have friends that can't make great decisions. And people that do make great decisions, watch them. They have friends who make great decisions. Here's what I really want you to see. If you really want to get a grade on your decision-making ability, look at your friends. Do they make good decisions or do they make bad decisions? If you got friends that make a lot of bad decisions, probably means you make a lot of bad decisions. And if that's the case, you might should change friends. What was number one? Don't avoid and don't pass it off. What's number two? It will come back to haunt you. Let's look at number three. Number three is be aware of the power of outside pressures. There's outside pressures when you're making a decision. Some good and some bad. And you got to be aware of this. Let me read you the verse. Luke chapter 23, verse 16 says this. Therefore, I will. Pilate made a decision. Here's the decision that he made. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him. With one voice, they, the outside forces, they, the popular opinion, they cried out, away with this man. Release Barabbas to us. Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, that's what he wanted to do, he began to do something else. Pilate appealed to them again, and he gave them another deal. He tried to give them a compromise. So what Pilate did is he actually made a decision to release Jesus. But because of popular opinion, he didn't do it. Now, Pilate tried a different ploy. He said, okay, here's what we'll do. He said, surely if I offer them either Jesus or Barabbas, they'll release Jesus because this guy's not done anything really wrong. And Barabbas is a murderer. And Barabbas runs these insurrections against the city and against the Jews and against Rome. And he says, so surely they'll want to release Jesus. But what did they do? See, when we try to do these things, when we try to make a compromise, when we're making a decision, it'll blow up in your face. And now you got a double deal you got to deal with. Not only is Pilate going to have to crucify the Christ, but also he's going to release Barabbas, a murderer, a guy who does insurrections. He's going to release him back into the society. Another bad decision that Pilate made. Let me show you, tell you something that I've learned over years of dealing with people and making decisions and trying to make the right decisions. And what I've learned about it is that the truth is never, I want to say hardly ever, but I've never found it there. The truth is never in popular opinion. I've never found the truth in what everybody else thinks you should do. It's never in popular opinion. The masses are usually wrong. When you're making a decision, if you go with popular opinion, you'll just about be wrong every time. See, great decisions aren't made through popular opinion. It might not be the popular opinion that makes the decision, but it's the great decision is going to be doing what you know is the right thing to do. Outside pressures caused Pilate to change his mind. It caused him to change his decision. And not was it only the bad ones that was out there. Also, there were good outside pressures that was against Pilate. Let me read you this. This was from his wife in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 19. It says this, "Leave that innocent man alone, because I had a terrible nightmare about him last night." Now, this was the pressure, outside pressure from his wife. Yes, husbands, you do need to listen to your wives. If your wife is anything like my wife, she has pondered this thing, she has thought about this thing, she's gone to bed thinking about this thing, probably dreamed about this thing, why not at least get her input? That is a great outside pressure. So all outside pressures aren't bad. You've just got to be aware of the outside pressure. Is it a negative one? Is it a popular opinion one? Or is it one that's really trying to guide me to make the best decision that I can possibly make? All outside pressures are not wrong. Once a couple came to me and they were asking me to help them make a decision. They were having a problem with an individual. And they asked me to try to help them make some decisions and give them some thoughts and some counsel on the situation. And I did. Well, they went back to the person that they were having a difficult time with, and they told the person what I said. And that was okay. That was fine. And they told the person what I said. And the person said, "Well, why did you have to tell him about it anyway?" And here's what they said. They said, "Because every time we've ever asked him for his opinion and did what he told us to do, it always came out well." See, making the decisions are going to happen through a trial and error system. You got to find the outside pressure and the outside forces that will really help you make the right decision. I won't make a big call without getting some input into my decision. I've got people in my life that help me make quality decisions. And so there are pressures out there that are good for you and will help you make the right one. So how do you make your decisions? Do you make your decisions with popular opinion? Or do you make your decisions because you know it's the right thing to do? You've gotten the correct outside pressure and helping you make the decision. Pilate made his with popular opinion. Let me read you this. It's in Luke chapter 23, verse 23. It says, "But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified." And their shouts, that outside pressure, did what? Prevail. Watch this. So Pilate did what? Decided. The outside pressure, the popular opinion, caused Pilate to crucify the Lord's Christ. So Pilate decided to grant their demand. Now, again, I know this had to happen. Again, I know that Jesus Christ had to go to the cross. But how would you like to have making that decision on your life and on your shoulders from then on? Number one was what? Don't avoid or pass off. Number two is it will always come back to haunt you. Number three is realize the power of outside pressures or outside forces that are coming on you to make it. And here's number four. Number four is do not deny personal responsibility. People make decisions and then they don't want to accept responsibility for making or not making the decision. And again, by not making a decision, you're making a decision. Let me read you the verse in Matthew chapter 27, 24. It's one that we're all familiar with. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. And then he said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." No, Pilate. Don't you wish it were that easy? Don't you wish you could make a decision and not have to worry about the uproar, or not have to worry about the consequences, or not have to worry about the fallout that's going to come from making or not making that decision? Don't you wish it were that easy? But that's not how life works. There are consequences. And this is why you've got to make them right. Whether you make it or don't make it, consequences are coming. And the best thing to do is to try to make it the best you can. Learn how to make great decisions. Learn how to accept the challenge to do this and apply this to your life, and you'll get to where you really want to go. And if you don't, then you're probably just going to run around in a parking lot in circles. You know, thinking about this, if Pilate had been a man, the man he should have been, he would have made the right decision and he would have accepted the consequences from it. But he didn't, which shows us his true character, which is the character of a coward. Here's what I want you to hear. Decisions that you make determine your character. I'm going to say it again. Decisions that you make determine your character. They really determine who you are. See, the reason we remember Pilate is because of this decision. That's why we remember him. You will be remembered because of the decisions that you made in life. You're not only writing your future, you're writing your history. Decisions that you make are big, and they're so important. And it's a challenge to learn how to make them, because I don't know of anything else that directs and drives your life more than the decisions that you make. Students, listen to me. Students, the decisions that you're making today will determine your greatness in the future. Will determine the greatness of the life that you experience down the road. You decide today whether you're going to study or not. You're going to decide today whether you're going to be obedient or not. You're going to decide today whether you're going to do what's right or not. And it will determine where you go in life. Decisions. Parents, the decisions that you make today will determine if you're a great parent or if you just procreated. Decisions that you make today not only determine your child's near future, but it determines their destiny. Business owner, employer, the decisions that you make today determine whether your business is a success or a failure, whether you'll make a lot of money or you'll go bankrupt. Decisions. Employee, the decisions that you make today determine the place that you ascend on the ladder, determine the amount of money and income that you get, and how well that you do in the thing that you've decided to do in life, your occupation. Decisions. When you boil it all down, when you bring it down and you condense it down, there is no one thing more important in life than being able to make great decisions, because great decisions make great people. And it's a challenge to learn how to do it. And God's presenting us with this today, to learn how to make these great decisions. Decisions make us great, or decisions make us failures. Number one, do not avoid or pass off making decisions. Face them. Step up to the plate. Because if you don't, number two, it will come back and hit you. It'll haunt you for the rest of your life. And number three, realize there are outside pressures, some good and some not good. And by a process of elimination, you'll determine which one you want to go with. And then number four, there are consequences. You can't wash your hands of it. You have to accept responsibility. Whether you make the decision or you don't, there's going to be consequences. So why not make a great decision? Before we pray, I want to tell you this true story. It happened over 4 years ago. A woman I know was pregnant, and her husband decided to leave her. He left her, and she was pregnant, and just before the baby came, he comes back. He's there while the baby's born. Then he decides to leave again. And he does. And out of the words of his own mouth, he says this: "There's not a night that I lay down in bed and I close my eyes and I don't see my wife, my ex-wife now, standing there holding that baby, begging me not to leave." Now, God took care of her. She has a great life. But his decision is haunting him. His decision will haunt him to the day he dies. And the decision that he made did not just affect him. It affected his children. It affected his wife. It affected so many people. Decisions are massive. And it's a challenge to make the correct decision. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you give us a mind and abilities and people and your word and your spirit to help us and lead us and guide us to make the correct decisions in life. Now, Father, I pray that each of us will be challenged to look at and make great decisions. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I just want to ask you if you will agree and go along with me as I raise my hand, that you will admit that in life you've made some bad decisions, but you really want to try to make better and better and better decisions so that you will experience a greater and a greater and a greater life. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Let's all pray together. Father, thank you now. Father, we do. We ask you to stir us and challenge us, Lord, and teach us these principles. Teach us, Lord God. Cause us to make these things. Cause us to step up to the plate and not avoid, but make them. Let us realize that if by making them or not making them, Lord, they're going to be a boomerang and there's going to be consequences and we just can't wash our hands of it. Let us have the outside forces, Father, that will really help us to make the proper and the great decision. The decision's out there. We've just got to find it. So, Father, I ask you to help us now. Bless us in Jesus' name. Head still bowed and eyes still closed. Some of you made a decision a while back to get away from the Lord. At one time you were close to the Lord. You felt his presence. But you've gotten away from the Lord. And what's happened now is you've gone through a series of very bad decisions. And that's the way it's going to get. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And your life's been doing nothing but running around in a parking lot. But the Lord's calling you today and challenging you today to make a decision to come back to where you know you need to be. For your sake. The decision will affect you, will affect your children, will affect your whole family, will affect generations to come. It's a big decision. Some of you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've been running around in a parking lot all your life. It's now time to make that decision. You see, Jesus died for you. He made a decision. He made a decision to go to Calvary's cross and die on the cross and shed his blood for you. He loved you that much. And he wants to give you wisdom in his spirit to help you make great decisions and have a great life. He says, "I come to give you life and that more abundantly." That's what he wants to do for you. Today he's asking you to make the decision to come back or to receive him as your Lord and Savior and serve him so that you can have a great and abundant and a wonderful life. If that's you today, you're ready to make that decision to come back to Christ or either receive him as your Lord and Savior today for the first time. Doesn't matter. Just want to get back to Jesus and come into his kingdom. If that's you today, would you let me pray for you right where you're at? Would you raise your hand and just let me pray for you right where you're sitting? I see your hand. Any